Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A Radio Info Raw Edit podcast. The conversations behind our reports.
Now, last time we spoke, you predicted that Kyle and Jackie O would go to number one in breakfast, and you were right. Yes, but you also predicted that Smooth 95.3 would go to number one overall, which didn't happen. I'm sure you would be happier if it was the other way around.
It's funny, isn't it? Yeah, I think normally, if you get a 10 share, you would expect to be a number one radio station, certainly in the marketplace like Sydney. I think many times over the years when Smooth has been at number one, it's had a 10 share or less. So these are heady times indeed for kids to have a 10.6 share. I mean, I think moments like this, you can only say to Duncan and Derek and the team over there, well done, because those are pretty special numbers. And your Kyle and Jackie obviously is a juggernaut of a show. It was when it was on 2 day. And it is at case. I highly commend anyone on that level of performance. And Kyle Sandlin is obviously is a sublime radio broadcaster, knows exactly what he's doing and how to hold an audience. And that's a very, very impressive number in any market, anywhere. And I'm sure they'll be well accoladed for that everywhere.
All right. Well, back to the Nova Network and Smooth. What are the top three highlights for you today?
Well, I've always got more than top three, but if you want a countdown, you know, Brisbane's number one, Perth's number one. So when you've got number one radio stations, I suppose you still can't see past the strength of that. And then I think, you know, both Smooths actually have performed very well. Just to talk about that network for a moment. They're both in a number two position. Difficult day for most stations in Melbourne. So Smooth bucks a bit of a trend there, not going down overall. And things were a bit different. I think they were locked down for a couple of weeks at the start of the survey period. That probably stopped the momentum of some of the other FM younger end stations. So I think we were quite happy with that performance too.
5AA.
That was just in my top three. That's number four. Yeah.
Right.
5AA performed extremely well, but yeah, we've got a very well run radio station. There's some really, really strong shows there.
Now, you've always been a big proponent of QMs as a way of measuring station rankings rather than share. Now, apart from the fact that QMs would turn the surveys upside down in favour of FM stations like yours, Nova, I think, would be number one overall in Sydney, for example, and 2GB would be about ninth at the moment. What's your best objective argument in support of QMs being a more effective way of measuring radio audiences than share?
They're both important, but at the end of the day, you know, QM is how many people are knocking in your door, how many people are coming into your place to spend time with you. So how many people do you have that are actively interested and engaged with your radio station? When you're trying to measure TSL, then you're measuring how long they listen for. So it's apples and pears, isn't it? Because you could be a 25-year-old who loves Nova, but they're only able to listen to the radio in small increments here and there. Also, as the world has changed, they'll want to spend some time streaming, some time on TikTok, some time doing a podcast or something else as well. So the times are divided more. So trying to measure the times of, say, a 25-year-old versus a 65-year-old are very different things indeed. So you get a better expectation of, you know, how many people want to listen to your radio station through who cumes them across a week. I don't say the share isn't important as well, absolutely, but we do see ourselves bounce around because we're taking snapshots of rolling moments in time, and we've got to take stock of, is it a trend or is it something that's just happening around us at that moment in time? So you certainly get a more better ebb and flow out of looking at your cumes, and certainly you can see when your cumes are way off. You can read quite quickly if you've got an issue because people aren't bothering to listen to you anymore as well. So you can obviously learn a lot, good and bad, about how you're going. Possibly more accurately through looking and tracking all your cumes than you necessarily can at shares, which in various demos do bounce around a lot as well. So certainly the cume thing therefore give you a very strong reflection of just how well plugged into the marketplace your radio station is, how much, you know, cut through and engagement that you have.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
What are the top three highlights of this survey for you today?
We've had a bit of a bounce back in SAFM in Adelaide. We've had a good, strong result for both Triple M Adelaide and Triple M Brisbane, with strong breakfast show results and strong overall station results. And, you know, we continue to have a really strong station in mixing Perth, so we've got some good strong stations today, and some good strong breakfast show results in some of our markets. And obviously, there's a couple of problem areas, as there is in most surveys. You have some wins, and you have a couple of things that you need to work on.
What needs your most urgent attention, do you think?
Well, it depends on the market. I think when we have a look at Melbourne, I think both us and all of our competitors were affected by another three-week lockdown for the last 3 weeks of Survey 4. And you've seen all of those personality-led entertainment formats all go down in breakfast. And that's predominantly because there's no cars on the road, there's no commute traffic for about 3 weeks of the Melbourne lockdown again. Now, it wasn't as severe as that 4 months of last year, where the wind got really knocked out of the sails for a lot of us, but certainly you can see that when you remove those cars on roads, it will have an instant impact. So I think I'd like to have fingers crossed that that's the last lockdown that Melbourne has to go through, and I think certainly Fox, but Triple M as well with Marty Shearer will bounce back reasonably quickly.
I do notice that you're number one nationally, 25 to 54, which is not a bad demographic to own.
It's a good commodity to trade on, Peter.
Now, Fox, on the other hand, is the number one station nationally in Cumes.
It is.
Yes.
Yes, correct.
Fox with the highest cumulative audience in Australia. If station rankings were measured in Cumes instead of share, Fox would be number one in Melbourne, and 3AW be number six.
Yeah.
Now, apart from the fact that Cumes would turn the survey upside down in favour of FM stations like yours, what's your position on that Cumes versus share debate?
I'm a big fan of looking at station Cumes. I think that is your audience, and that is your potential to turn them into longer listeners. It really starts with Cumes. You can't grow TSL and you can't grow share if you don't have the audience. I'm an advocate for looking at Cume. Fox is a great Cume story and has been for a long, long time, not only in Melbourne but in the Australian radio landscape. Back a few years ago, it was often the only station that was achieving a million plus Cume. I think that's changed a little bit, and they've settled that now deliver million plus Cumes. But, I think Cume is that's your audience, and that's your opportunity. That is your potential to convert them into longer listeners. So different people look at different things.
Mm.
Obviously, it's a share measurement at the end of the day in Australia, and that's different in other territories. But certainly Cume is a very important factor for us to look at.
Is there a strategy, or sort of a, common knowledge type strategy, or conventional wisdom, I should say, strategy to convert Cumes to TSL and share?
Cume plus TSL equals share.
Mm.
So, I think different formats do different things. We've always found that hit formats with higher repetition deliver higher Cume with the audience. Naturally, people, more people come in for a shorter time, but then we have at Triple M formats that are more TSL driven. You know, they have probably more of a segmented audience or more of a niche format offering, but you get them for longer. You get them listening for, you know, the 8 hour, you know, tradie on the building site, you know, work day. You may not get as many, but you get the ones you have for longer.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.